This is Vayakel. I spoke earlier this week for the OU Chizuk call. I think that was my 10th or 11th time doing it. They have to find some more rabbis. But Pshiskon the Parsha, Parshas Vayakel, Tafshin Pei Dalid. I started off with a shtickle from the Sfas Emes, which is really based, as usual, on an idea that he got from his grandfather, the Chedush Arim, Yitzhak Meir Alter. So the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Alter, says that when it comes to Shabbos, fascinating insight here. The Parsha of Kisisa, while it's known mostly as being the time of the Egel Azav, actually the first half of it is actually still talking about the Mishkan and Shabbos, right? The first half, Kisisa, is actually going to read it this week for Shkalim. We'll talk about that in a second. That's the donations for the Mishkan. And then it talks about Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, Osa Shabbos, Osa Shabbos, right? That was last week's Parsha in Parsha Kisisa. So if you were to take Truma, Tetzave, and the first half of Kisisa, what you find is all the details of building the Mishkan and the clothing of the Kohan, etc. And then it is finished off, the end cap of the discussion of the Mishkan is Shabbos. And now right after the discussion of Shabbos is the story of the Egel Azav. Right, so it's basically what we will call, maybe Lev appreciates this, a chiastic structure.
Ooh.
Because after the Egel Hazav, at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, what do we start with?
The Mishkan.
We start with Shabbos, right? Vayakel Moshes Bnei Yisrael, and then it says Shabbos Hai Tishmoru. It goes through the whole Shabbos thing again. And then it goes through making the Mishkan again. So what do you have? You have Mishkan Shabbos. Egel Azav, Shabbos, Mishkan. That's chiastic. That's A, B, C, B, A, right? For those, I don't know if it's a musical thing, but poem, you know, poetry, knowledge also sometimes work like that. But it's a story arc also sometimes. Anyways, one of my favorite chiastic structures in Torah is Parshas Vayeshev. You can look into that yourself. But the question is, why is the order the other way? Why is it that before the Egel Azav, before they sinned at the golden calf, you have the Mishkan and then Shabbos. And after the Egel Azav, you have Shabbos and then the Mishkan. What's the difference? Says the Chidush Arim, Achar Melechas HaMishkan, Uviviyaka Kodom Melechas HaMishkan, Nira, Dekodim Shasu Yisrael HaEgel Hayu B'Madrega Gedola Ma'od, Uviktusha Rabba. Before the Egel Azav, the Jewish people were at a heightened spiritual level. And from that holy level that they had achieved already, then they could build the Mishkan. And it was through that holiness, it was through that spiritual endeavor of building the Mishkan, Mizeh Nasa Shabbos. From that lofty level that they built up to, they grew into it, they developed into spiritual beings, then they could finally experience Shabbos. Vizoa Perushal Kame Shabasa, he's going quoting Gemara's Ranas. Shay Samakesh Shanasa Kodal Manishma. The Gemara tells us that the Jewish people said Nasa Vinishma, which I'll just interlude with the Sfas Emes's understanding of what that means. Nasa means the Sheshes Yemei Hachol. They're coming. And then you have Shabbos on the seventh day, right? So you basically have Yenase, and then the word Nishma, welcome to, oh, we're missing one. Welcome to Stiebel's. You're welcome to take Cholent if you'd like. But Nase is a reference to Sheshes Yom Teyaseh Melacha. Then Nishma is a time where you reflect. Nishma is what you listen to, what you hear. It's a time for understanding, like we say in English. Do you hear what I'm saying? Right? Shabbos is a time where you understand things. So Nasa is the sixth day of the week. The seventh day is Shabbos. That's what it was before the Egel Azav. You had the Melechas HaMishkan, Truma Tetzav, the first part of Kisisa, and then Shabbos. Nasa, you made the Mishkan, and then Nishma, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael, Shabbos.
But really, Shabbos came first, right? As far as mitzvos and so on.
You're saying in the chronology of the giving of the mitzvahs? Yeah, technically, yeah.
And Torah and so on. But we're just talking about these parshios.
Yeah, we're talking about these parshios specifically. And really the character of the Jewish people before the Egel Azav. And then what happens? The Akramasa Egel Ne'evad HaKeser Shel Nasa Kodem Nishma. He's referencing a medrash that the Sfasemis points out. It's a medrash in Shmos Rabba Chavzayin Tes, where the medrash says that Hashem tells the Jewish people, Shibartam Nase Tizaharu Benishma. That at the Ekel Azav, the Jewish people have ruined, they destroyed, they lost the Nase. They lost that special quality of being able to do mitzvahs without understanding them. What happened to the Egel Azav? I mean, we don't have to get too into this. We understand this already. At the Egel Azav, they didn't understand, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? They couldn't understand. And instead of sort of sticking to the plan, sticking to it, and saying, we're going to just keep Naaseh, we're going to do exactly what Hashem wants, instead they did the Egel Azav. So they've Shibartem Naaseh. In the words of the Sfasemis, he says, Kilkaltem Naaseh, you ruined it. Although it's not the words of the Medrash, at least not the one that we have. So says the Sfasemis, you know what happens? Or the Chiddushim first, Umimela, you know what they needed? Hayutzrichim leKedushas Shabbos mikodem. They couldn't reach that spiritual height on their own. They needed to first get Shabbos, and then they could build the Mishkan. As opposed to the first time around, they were at such a holy level, they could build the Mishkan and build up to that spiritual potency that they could be Zocha to Shabbos. On the other side, but after the Egel Azav, they lost the Naaseh of Naaseh V'Nishma. They didn't have that spiritual heightened level. And therefore, they needed the special injection of Shabbos, and then they could be Zocha to build the Mishkan. It was the opposite. And in the words of the Sfasemes, he says, "V'kein kasev kilkatem nase hizera b'nishma." The Medrash says, "You've ruined nase. Now do nishma." Says the Sfasemis, "Does that mean they never got nase back? Are we only nishma now? Do we not do mitzvos now? Of course we do." Chas v'shom hakavana bli asiya. The Medrash does not mean to say you don't do nase anymore. Now just do the nishma. Now we'll become a religion of creed and not deed. No. Judaism, Torah and mitzvos is still a religion of deed, not as much creed. But first they had to recognize Hashem's presence in the world through Shabbos. V'ata al yedei nishma nizkel la'asiyah. Once they had been able to understand the purpose of the world, they understand through Shabbos that heightened level of connection to Hashem, so then they could do the na'asa. And I think I think about this as sort of like, you can think about it, you can apply this in many different ways. I think you can apply this in different times of Jewish history where we were more nasa, that we were zocha to the nishmas of Jewish history, obviously in terms of the Beis HaMikdash and things like that. But I think even in our own lives, there are some times where, our religious fervency is really at a high level. Specifically we think about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? We're really feeling it at those times. And then we're zocha to a sukkah, that kind of thing. You're nasa, and then you get your zocha to really enjoy the nishma of sukkah, whatever it is, sort of like the culmination of all those things. Then you have other times in the middle of the winter, right? You're in the middle of an Adar Beis. Are people familiar with the concept of the Choref Zman blues? David, you know what the Choref Zman blues are? That's if you have you're a guy in yeshiva and you're learning. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're learning for a good month. Elul, and now it's, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. You're like, you're on fire. And then, it's Cheshvan, and it's Kislev. And you have a little bit of Bein Hazmanim D'Rabbanan by Chanukah, maybe a long weekend or something. And then you've got Teves, and it's just long. And then you've got an Adar Beis year. You get burnt out. You need something exciting to pick you up. So sometimes you need those Shabbases. That's where you have to hold on to the Shabbos. You have the Shabbos, which gives you that Nishma, and then you can bring that into your Nasa of the Sheshes Yimei Masa. You can bring Shabbos into the week as opposed to the week you bring into Shabbos. So there are different ways that I think you can apply it, but I just find it fascinating, sort of the different ways that we psychologically we need those moments in our lives. Sometimes we don't need it. Sometimes we've built ourselves up, and then we've climbed to the pinnacle of our spiritual height, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, whatever. And then we're zocha to just enjoy that because we've grown, we've climbed that mountaintop to that mountaintop. And then there are other times where we're just not there, and we need a pick me up, and we get a Shabbos, or we get a Purim, or we get a Pesach, and it's like, okay, now I feel energized, and I can use that to help out the times where I don't have that Pesach, I don't have that Yom Tov. So just a fascinating read about the insight of Mishkan, and then Shabbos, Egel Azav, then Shabbos, and then the Mishkan, and that's why he explains, because the Jewish people needed the extra boost of Shabbos before going to the building of the Mishkan. The Me'ah Shiloach says, when it comes to the Pasuk, Re'ei kara Hashem b'shem Bitzalel, that Hashem called out the name Bitzalel. So, interestingly enough, he brings a Medrash, which is not from this week's Parsha. But he says, the Medrash, this is based on Pasuk B'chor Shero Hadarlo in the end of Yosef Bracha. It says, Nitan ha-hod le-Moshe ve-ha-hadar le-Yoshua. Hod, whatever that means. What do you want to translate hod as? Splendor? Maybe. Hadar is beauty, right? So, hod was given to Moshe. Hadar was given to Yoshua.
Can you spell that?
Hod is Hey Vav Dalid. Hey Vav Dalid. So the Ha'inyan Hu says the Me'ah Shiloach Mordechai Yosef Liner, the Ishbitzer, Ki Hadar Nikra Mashu Tiferes Loseha. That Hadar is that which is beautiful to those who do it. What does that mean? Hainu Shehamasa Sha'asa Zenosechain Bi'ene Kol Adam. Yoshua was clear and obvious to everybody. He was doing the right thing. He was doing good things. People saw Yoshua's leadership and said, oh, he's bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. He's splitting up the land to every Shevet. We're getting things done here. Clearly, Yoshua is doing the right stuff. That's Hadar. Hadar is beautiful. Everyone can see the beauty in it. But behold, Nikra Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam. This is, I think he's darshaning a Mishnah in Avos. But Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam, we typically look at that and say, oh, Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam means other people are enjoying it, right? Says the Me'ah Shiloach. You have to look a little deeper. Hainu She'enu Mekabel Ha'oses Hamas Tiferes Min Ha'roim. It's not that that other people see the beauty, rather, Kihu Al Ha'levush Neged Ha'Seichal. That's on the outside. That's external. What people can think about. Rak hatiferes lo min ha'adam hainu tsuras ha'adam shuhu yored la'omka shel toch hadavar aval al halavush en lo tiferes. It means when a person can look deeper into what that person is really doing. V'zeo nitan ha'hod l'moshe hainu shemasav lo ha'yurak ba'omek l'shem shemayim. If you didn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't understand that he was doing things l'shem shemayim. Aval al halavush lo haylo shum tiferes. Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult go of it. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu did, it seems like, in the midbar, they all just, every time, they complained about it. What are you doing? Hamiblin kvarim b'mitzrayim. Can you bring us back to Egypt? Right? I told you it was better. Zacharnu asadag ashachalim b'mitzrayim. We remember how good it was back in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing to us? It's like Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Hashem. He's doing good things for you. But they didn't understand what he was doing. They didn't understand that he was always l'shem shemayim. Because it wasn't tiferes. It wasn't lo tiferes lo seha. It was tiferes lo min ha'adam. Ha'adam, like the deepness of Moshe Rabbeinu. His true essence was doing it l'shem shemayim. K'moshe tainu alav eit adas korach. V'lo shu mitzvah ken mi piyaka Hashem yisbarach. They thought that he was appointing his buddies, his relatives, Aaron and the Levian. He thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was, leveraging some nepotism to get his buddies into power. And it wasn't the case. Everything was from Hashem. V'gam kan, and so too here. This is the connection. That when he appointed Bezalel, it was because Hashem said so. There's an interesting Gemara that implies otherwise, but not going into that. Sharei Hashem Yisbarach Nasan al Bezalel Chachma Ubina Yoser Mikulam Shayu Ovdim Mishkan. Bezalel had the level of intuition that no one else had. You, Jewish people, you should know Hashem imbued this Bezalel with a special power. Even though Moshe, Hashem says that to Moshe, if you, the Jewish people, if you will look with a good eye, with a keen eye, really looking to the depths of what's going on, you will also know that Bezalel is the right guy for the job. If you looked at the hides that they would put for the coverings of the Mishkan, and you would say, "What? Let's look at the one that Tzal made. Let's look at the one somebody else made. They look exactly the same." But if you really understood it, understand. I don't know if that means like microscopically or something. But if you really understood it, you'll know that the Tzal's is even better. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Re'u kara Hashem Mishal, you shall look, not just like, you know, look, you know, on the surface level, but look deeper. Understand B'Tzal had the intuition of Hashem. Basically saying that Moshe Rabbeinu had that hod, Yeshua had that hadar, but sometimes when you have hod, people don't understand it. I just thought it was an interesting idea that we don't always appreciate the fact that some people on the outside, they look like they're doing mitzvahs at this level, but you don't know, you don't realize that for them, that's a big milah. That's a big milah when they're, you know, just saying Kriya Shema three times a day, as per the Gemara Menachos, that's Yom HaValayla. That's their Yom HaValayla. If they can say Kriya Shema once in the daytime, once in the day, that's a big thing for them. Everyone has to be intellectually honest. What's your line? What's your Nekuda Sabachira in Rav Dessler's words? What is your, what is your Nisayon that you have to pass? You can't rest on your laurels and say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so did that and so-and-so is doing that, so maybe I can do that. You have to see with your own, push yourself to your own level. And hopefully that also would be the hod that you can accomplish. Sometimes we don't see on the outside what people are really willing and fulfilling on the inside. Always an important reminder. Lastly, let's talk about Shkalim. Parshas Shkalim. Shkalim is the easiest of the Parshios to roll to because we learned it last week. It's the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. I don't think it ever falls out on Kisisa, but it's always near it. I think that's true. So Parshas Kisisa, the beginning of it, it talks about all the Shkalim that the Jewish people, the Machtzis HaShekel, the Jewish people would give. Says the Chidush Yerim, Hashabbos Hazeh Yesh Lo Skula. There's a special, I don't know how to translate Skula, providence, I don't know, special quality about, a quality about this Shabbos. This Shabbos that we're going into now. Shenucha Likach Mimenu Mishkal. We can take, what's a Mishkal?
Waiting.
A weight or a measurement. Like a shakul, mishkal lishkol. What can we weigh? What can we weigh? What can we measure? Lishkol ratzon v'das l'Hashem. We can measure. What are we supposed to do for Hashem? That's Shabbos shkalim is a measure, a Shabbos of measurements. Not literally the money. That's obviously true. But mishkal meaning to weigh, to weigh what we are supposed to do. What is our responsibility to measure what our level is, similar to what we were just saying. V'das Hashem lios b'mida uba'ofen atzarech, so that we know that our avodas Hashem is rising to the right level, to the extent that it's necessary. Kamor, lasos l'ruach mishkal, I did not know where this was, but I looked it up. It's a pasuk in Iyov, which I cannot say I've seen recently. Lasos l'ruach mishkal, v'ruach, that pasuk says, to make to the wind a measurement. What does that mean? V'ruach hu haratzon ba'adar. That ruach is what we get, that spirit we get in the month of Adar. Now this year, Parsha Shkalim is on Chodesh Adar, is on Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is, or right, I guess, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar. But it's always right before Rosh Chodesh Adar, because Rosh Chodesh Adar is when they used to announce to give the shekel, to give the matzah shekel. V'ruach l'ratzon ba'adar mashmi'in al hashkalim. You talk about the shkalim, right? You make an announcement. Okay, everyone, time for shkalim. What does that mean? Not just giving your coins. But do what, you know, make a shikul hadas. Make a measurement. What am I supposed to do? Rak ba'ovan shi'en naki v'tzach karawi. That you should be doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing in a clean and pure way. V'zeh v'al hakil'ayim. Right? I don't know if people are, he's darshaning a Mishnah here. In order to understand the Chidush Sharim, you have to be holding. You know, you have to be, if you didn't know that was a pasuk in Iyov, you're like, what are these words? Lasos the ruach mishkal. And if you didn't know the Mishnah in, I think Rosh Hashanah says, says Mashmin al Shkalim v'al Kilayim. So you wouldn't know what he's doing. Why is he saying, what's Kilayim have to do with this? Because the Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would make an announcement about giving your shekel and They would go around making sure people, when they're starting to plant at the beginning of the ring, before the spring comes in, they're not planting things next to each other. Right? That's so they would be mashmin al shkalim ve'al hakilayim. So what does that mean, ve'al hakilayim? So he already darshin, mashmin al shkalim. Mashmin al shkalim doesn't mean just mean coins, but it also means to be mashmin al shkalim, that you should take stock, weigh out what is it that you're supposed to do and how can you do it better. What's ve'al kilayim? Mashmin al ashkam ve'al kilayim. What's kilayim? Shelo yebo taroves. That there shouldn't be anything else mixed in. That your shkalim, that your shikul hadas, your weighing of what you're supposed to do, shouldn't also include other stuff in it. Like kilayim, you're mixing different things together. It should be pure and for the right reasons, for the shem shemayim. So what does he say? Hashir shayu alvim omer ve'es hamikdash be'echad. He says every day had its own song. Inyan Hashir, what's the point of the song? Kede lahamid yashar al tikno v'ofanav kol yom v'yom. Every day has its own spiritual power. Every day has what you're a Tuesday, you're supposed to do this type of thing. Wednesday is for this. So this is, we can always think of it in terms of Shabbos, you know, coming away from Shabbos, going towards Shabbos. Yeah, like exactly. In the same sense that there's a day that's designated for putting out their garbage, there's a day that's designated for this kind of avodas Hashem. There's a special spiritual power there. Ve'ofanav kol yom v'yom kamo be'es habria. V'im v'pam achas kvar asuzos. You know, although once upon a time, they used to have these songs. They understood what every day was for. Lama b'shavua ha'achar chozrin l'zeh hashir. They would go back to the same song. Ach b'emes ein yom dom l'chaver. No day is the same as the other day. V'tzarech b'chol yom lasos davar chadash. Every day you should do something new. This day is a day that I'm supposed to do something else that I didn't do yesterday. V'tzarech b'chol yom lasos davar chadash. V'nishar od l'taken u'lahamid al machono. Because every day you're supposed to do that, and when you do that, you have fulfilled that day's mission. Okay, it's hard, you know, this is very sort of Kabbalistic, Hasidic there. But v'nishar od l'takin l'hamid al mechono bizman hazeh hashira. Today the song halo b'tela, it's gone. We don't sing those songs anymore. We say them. Aval shir shel Shabbos l'batzel, but Shabbos is still there. Mizmer shir l'yom ha-Shabbos. That's the one day that has, within the actual mizmer tilim, it has the name Shabbos. The other ones don't have it.
The other ones, they sing what we used to do in the base of Mikdash, where Shabbos is Mizmor Shulam Shabbos today. The other ones
Are
Yom Rishon
Shabbos. We also do that for Shabbos. Yeah, okay.
That they used to do it.
Right. Mashalon Emor B'Shem Mizmor Allah is a Yom Nizkan. Meaning, he's basically saying the Shir Shayom was a way to remind everyone today's a special day. Today's a day where you're supposed to do specific things. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos Shkalim, when it comes to Mashmin Al Shkalim V'Al Kilayim, where the message that we take for Parsha Shkalim is, it's a time where going into Adar, we get our ducks in a row, spiritual ducks in a row. We know that the Pasuk tells us in the Megillah, Kimul V'Kibul Avihudim, the Gemara in the Megillah says, Kibul Masha Kibul Kfar. Kimu Masha Kibulu Kvar, that we're now re-accepting the Torah. We're re-accepting the Torah time to Purim, B'Yahava as opposed to B'Yira. We want to talk about that Gemara in Shabbos Beches, but there's a lot to talk about there. The point for us is that it's Adar time, it's time to buckle down. It's time to sort of re-engage that spiritual awakening that we might have had during Tishrei. Now we're going into Purim and then Pesach, we have to be Mikayim Masha Kibulu Kvar. We accepted 6 months ago, we were going to do this, we were going to do that. We had specific missions in mind. Now that Adar is upon us, specifically now that the Adar with Purim is upon us, so then we have to take stock again. Be mishakel. You are to think about, lishkol ratzon v'das l'Hashem, lios b'mido b'ofen hatzarech. We have to think, what do we personally have to do, similar to what we were just saying from the Mea Shiloach, that the hod, every person has the ability of having hod on that inner beauty, that inner understanding of what they're supposed to do, even if other people can't see it. So too when it comes to Adar, Mashmiel al-Shkalim. As we give in those coins, we talk about our own specific mission, our own specific contribution, each one of us in our own way, Yirtzeh Hashem should fulfill that this Adar and for every day going forward. Okay, Shkayach. I wish you have a good Shabbos and a Freilichen Adar. Freilichen Adar.